Hey, this is Jay calling in from Camp 2 at approximately 400 meters. I will call this update Corningware. We've gone from the freezer into the oven and back into the freezer again. It's about minus 15 in my tent at the coldest part of the day. At the warmest part of the day, at the top of the tent was 40 degrees, where I was hanging out about 30 degrees. So it was pretty toasty in the morning. About midday, it clouded over, and we had some snow again. Down and currently hanging out in my sleeping bag with my black jacket on. Hands are chilly if they're out in the open air. It's been a rest and recovery day. I'm sure it's up to situate Camp 3 and also down to some others went down to base camp to get more supplies. And that they were successful in that pursuit. We'll be heading up to Camp 3. So it was a funny day of hanging out, doing nothing, and reading. I finished Diane and I had the book, The Other Side. Great inspiration. I did 3 Sudoku puzzles, mostly on my own. We watched lots of Lotte Face, trying not to be intimidated by what's coming next. And had cereal or porridge and eggs for breakfast. Had sausage, hot dogs, kind of hot dogs, corn, these little pasties with vegetables, spicy vegetables for lunch. Last night we had a lot for supper. Bombay Academy asked me if there's any foods I'm missing. Actually, what's missing is my appetite. at the moment, it's a chore to eat. Nothing much tastes good, but sort of plugging away and picking away because you got to keep eating. But if I could pick something that I was missing, yeah, I'd pick some maki rolls and some miso soup. And thanks, Karen and next. Thanks, Heather Courage, for the wonderful socks. They've been my sleepy socks here at Camp 2. I'm getting into after a day in the big boots. Sorry to hear that our Alan Arnett has had to pack it in because of respiratory infection. So it's staying. And one of the interesting sounds you hear around Camp 2 is a tick, 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 and that is the sound of folks going out to take a pickaxe to some of the ice, get ice to melt into our drinking water. So that is the update from here. Catch you from tomorrow. Take care.